This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Much of the Front Range will see rain tomorrow as a winter storm moves through the state. This morning, fog and low visibility caused more than 200 delays at Denver International Airport. Most of the high country will see more snow this weekend. The National Weather Service says many areas could get over a foot of snow total, and drivers heading to the mountains should be careful. The Summit County Coroner has released the cause of death of a man caught in an avalanche in Breckenridge on New Year's Eve. CPR's Stina Sieg has more.
The Summit Daily reports the coroner found that 22-year-old Nicholas Feinstein died of avalanche-associated asphyxia and blunt force trauma. He was skiing just out of bounds of Breckenridge Ski Resort when an avalanche fully buried him. It also buried his father, University of Northern Colorado president Andy Feinstein, who was able to free himself and go for help. Nicholas's body was found several hours later. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And the Denver Art Museum has announced the removal of the Bunker family name from its Arts of Asia gallery. Reporting by the Denver Post recently exposed evidence that Emma Bunker spent years helping an art dealer traffic stolen pieces from Southeast Asia. Bunker served as a board member and consultant for the museum, donating around 200 objects during her tenure. The museum's statement says that 40 of these gifts are considered antiquities and that the museum is cooperating with U.S. authorities to research the ownership histories of these objects. You are listening to CPR News coming up on 6:06.